It was a symbolic beginning to a day of ceremony and discussions. German Chancellor Angela Merkel met NATO leaders on the German side of the Rhine River, and together they walked across a bridge where they were met by President Nicolas Sarkozy, who then welcomed them into France. A bugle call and a moment of silence for NATO soldiers who've died in past and current combat missions, including in Afghanistan, where over 1,000 NATO coalition troops have been killed. NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer opened the day's formal meetings.
In these past 6 years, NATO has contributed to an unprecedented period of peace, freedom and prosperity for all its citizens. It is testimony to what can be achieved by a transatlantic community that acts with a clear sense of common purpose.
President Sarkozy said the fact that France and Germany, once such bitter enemies, were co-hosting this anniversary summit is testimony to what NATO has achieved.
D'abord, pour l'Allemagne et la France,
there have been millions dead between us, he said, and it's now our duty to cherish the friendship between our two peoples as a special treasure. President Sarkozy formally announced that France is rejoining NATO's Integrated Military Command after a more than 40-year hiatus. The French leader also had a warm welcome for U.S. President Barack Obama.
Je voudrais dire au président Obama, certain d'être l'interprète.
We've heard the words he spoke on behalf of the world's number one democracy, he said. We've been waiting for these words for a long time, and he should know that he has friends, and that Europe will from now on be an even stronger pillar that he can count on. The French leader also praised the Obama administration's new strategy on Afghanistan, with its focus on training Afghan security forces and emphasis on both military operations and civilian development work. German Chancellor Merkel also endorsed the new Obama concept. She said the new American strategy fits well into the shared thinking among NATO members. We want Afghanization, she said. We want Afghanistan to be able to defend itself and to ensure that no threat of terrorism emanates from its territory. She promised that Germany would continue to fulfill its commitments in Afghanistan. And two new members joined the alliance at this summit. President Obama formally welcomed Albania and Croatia.
Welcome to NATO. We are very excited about your participation. The Atlantic Alliance is 60 years old, and it's a measure of our vitality that we are still welcoming new members.
President Obama said the door to additional members remains open. The summit ends later in the day. Sonia Pace, VOA News, at the NATO summit in Strasbourg.